Talented Chris Rea and Let It Loose. Just a quick mention, don't forget that duo Richard's Castle, which is going on tonight. And that's with Sagittarius MOR Dance Band plus Dennis Crowther. 9 till 12 midnight. Tickets are £2 each and available from Richard's Castle 337. There are some tickets left, but if you want to pay on the door, you're most welcome to. And the proceeds, by the way, are for the Team Valley Talking Magazine for the Blind. Two more to go on the programme, then I'm going to be kicked out, literally. Thumped, beaten up and everything. It's just not fair, honestly. So the first of the two to go from Matthew Wilder, the brand new one. This is excellent. Ain't nobody gonna break my stride.
Last night I had the strangest dream. I sailed away to China in a little rough boat to find ya. And you said you had to get your laundry clean. Didn't want no one to hold you. What does that mean? And you said, ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Master.
girl like you. Work me over, never let another girl like you.
Drag me under,
if I need another girl like you.
I will tell her,
never want another girl like you.
Have to say, oh,
nothing's gonna break my stride.
Matthew Wilder from Sunshine Radio. Ain't nobody gonna break my stride. That's a new entry at this week's number 31 in the charts. A former hit pick by his lordship himself, Alan Jones. And that's a good pick as well. That's gonna be a big smash. Could even be a number one. What's gonna be number one this week? I'll tell you what, I'll lay my cards on the table. Bet you it's John Lennon. There you go. There's something. Bound to be wrong. Let's hope so anyway. Certainly deserves it. Good single from John. I'll be back next Saturday on the dial between 10 and 2. Stand by, the two Alans coming up with Sunshine Sports Programme between 2 and 6. See you next week. Leave it with Elvis Costello and the Attractions. And every day I write the book. Ta-da.
Don't tell me you don't know what love is. Every day, every day, every day I write the book.
Avon Motors.
Sandpits Road, Ludlow.
Telephone Ludlow 2811.
Now we have your attention, let us give you our attention. Raven Motors offers a self-drive hire service which we think financially is the best deal and the lowest rates in Shropshire. Raven Motors for full service and mechanical repairs. Raven Motors also cater for your body, your car body that is. We also have a full breakdown recovery service. So don't forget, for the best deal in town, Raven Motors, Sandpits Road, Ludlow. One last thought, let us prepare your car for its MOT. Telephone Ludlow. Ludlow 2811. That's Ludlow 2811. Raven Motors.
Within the next 45 seconds, you will hear no frills, no huge discounts, no free offers or sales gimmicks, just plain facts. David Link can design and manufacture top quality handcrafted fitted kitchens to your specification that actually fit. Now you may think that handcrafted kitchen units are expensive, but you would be wrong in thinking so. There is only one way to be sure. Contact David Link on Ludlow 4190 for personal and professional advice. Remember, David Link for handcrafted kitchen furniture. Telephone Ludlow 4190. That's Ludlow 4190.
Is your house looking 1 degree under? If you feel 1 degree under, you visit your doctor. But your house can't do that. So contact your local house doctor, KG Millington. His surgery is open 6 days a week. Consultation and diagnosis absolutely free of charge. House transplants carried out with a minimum of fuss. Recovery time is immediate. So contact the expert in building and renovation work. Telephone Ken Millington on Ludlow 4818. Ken Millington, the specialist. Telephone Ludlow 4818. That's Ludlow 4818.
AMR Motors, Sheet Road, Ludlow. We are Nissan Datsun, the 1984 main dealer. See the complete range of Datsuns in our superb modern showroom. The Micra, programmed for economy with 67.3 miles per gallon at a constant 56 miles an hour. The Cherry, the most popular hatchback. The Sunny, the driving school winner. It's so easy to drive. And the Stanza, comfortable, classy, economic motoring at a price you can afford. At AMR Motors Sheet Road Ludlow, try the Bluebird 1.8 GL for total balance of prestige and economy. And see the four-wheel drive range of pickups and the Patrol. Special for 1984, the Cherry Europe. Special because you can choose the 1.2-litre family hatchback or see the 1.5 GTI performance car. All this plus a special price on the road of only £4,695 for the 1.2-litre. AMR's prices always include 12 months tax, seat belts, number plates, delivery, radio, a full tank of petrol and mud flaps. AMR Motors plus Nissan Datsun equals reliability. That's AMR Motors, Sheet Road, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 2774.
Sunshine Radio.
Shame.
Sunshine Radio on a Saturday afternoon, and a fairly cold one at that, 7.5 minutes past two, and welcome to Saturday Sport with Alan Jones and Alan Clark. Alan Jones with the music, and that was Liquid Gold and Substitute. I can see the sports desk, but I can't see Alan Clark there because there are so many papers. Are you there, Alan? Are you there?
Yes, I am here, Alan, and it's good afternoon to you all from the sports desk. Well, weather has today hit sport in general. First of all, there's only racing at Kempton Park today, and I'll give you the result of the 1:30. We have had it in a few moments. But what's on this afternoon? Well, in the football, the weather has hit that as well. And the matches off this afternoon are in Division 1. This is right up to date now. This is the match off in Division 1 is Sunderland versus Queen's Park Rangers. In Division 2, it's poor old Shrewsbury. The only match to go today is Barnsley versus Shrewsbury, so there's no match this afternoon for the Salop lads. And then in Division 3, it's Hull City versus Preston and Oxford versus Gillingham. All these matches are off. And in Division 4, it's Chester versus York City, Darlington versus Crewe, Doncaster versus Hartlepools, Rochdale versus Colchester, that game was off yesterday, and Tranmere versus Mansfield. And in Scotland, I'll give you the games that are just on. And in the Scottish Premier Division, the only game on is Rangers versus St Johnstone. And in Scotland, Division 1, it's Ayr versus Meadowbank is on. And Division 2, Arbroath versus Dunfermline and Stranraer versus Cowdenbeath. Those games in Scotland are the matches that are on. Well, there's no need to tell you that the polls panel will be sitting again today for the second week running, and we'll be giving you a classified check of all the games that are played this afternoon at 5 o'clock, and also the results of the polls panel. And we shall tell you whether they give it a home win, away win, or a score draw, or a no score draw, and the points that are awarded. So if you listen carefully at 5 o'clock as we go through the results, we'll tell you what points to put down for your coupon. Well, and now back to the racing. I'll give you the 1:30 result now from Kempton Park. It was won by Wallow Hill at 7-1. Second, Derule Day at 7-2 favourite. And third, Most Fun at 14-1. Well, we'll be back with some cricket news for you in just a few moments.
Hey!
Madonna on a Saturday afternoon with Holiday, and it's 14 minutes past two. Sunshine Radio, 299 meters, 1017 kilohertz on the medium wave, channel 55. And it's a Saturday afternoon today, the 21st of January, 1984, which logically is the 21st day of the year, and there are 345 to go. And if you're thinking that doesn't add up to 365, it's right. You've forgotten that it's a leap year this year, and that means, of course, that I'm keeping well away from the telephone and keeping well away from lots of young ladies, because they're allowed to propose to us fellas this year, and as I'm available, or fairly available, I'm keeping well out of it. Anyway, there are 283 shopping days to go until Christmas. I thought you'd be interested in knowing that. Please don't shout at your radio. Well, how's the cricket looking this afternoon, young sir?
Right, Alan, we've just got the latest in up on the cricket in the second day's play of the first test match in New Zealand. New Zealand, as you know, were first innings were 219 all out, of which Botham took 5 for 59 and Willis 3 for 37 were the main bowlers. Anyway, England first innings played yesterday or last night, however you want it. England were 293 for 5, of which Ian Botham was 103 not out, and he was dropped when he was not. So the full England first innings was Chris Tavery was ball Cairns for 9, Smith caught Hadley ball Cairns 27, Gower caught Hadley ball Cairns 33, Alan Lamb caught Crowe ball Cairns 19, 13, sorry. Gatting, LBW Ball, Cairns, 19. Ian Botham, not out, 103. And Derek Randall, not out, 71. So that made them 293 for 5. Now, as you've seen, Cairns has taken the all 5 wickets. He's had 28 overs, 5 maidens, and taken 5 for 81. So some good bowling there by Lance Cairns, and some very good batting by Ian Botham. Anyway, that's it for now. We'll have the second race coming in from Kempton in a moment, and we'll give you that in just a few moments.
Actually, at 2:30, I must remind you as well, we have the Shropshire Boxing Report. In the meantime, as they say in all good programmes, more music right now. Afternoon, Martin. Here's Michael John and his version of the Joy Division song, Love Will Tear Us Apart.
When routine bite hard and ambitions are low and resentment bites high, but emotions won't grow and we're changing our ways, different roads. And love, love will tear us apart again. Love, love will tear us apart again. Why is the bedroom so cold? On your side, is my timing at fault? Our respect runs so dry, yet there's still this appeal that we've kept all of our lives. Love, love will tear us apart.
Recently popularized because it was on the Paul Young LP No Parlay, and that's probably the reason why the Joy Division charted again. All knowledgeable on a Saturday afternoon. Am I beginning to bore you? Sorry, what happened again? That's Michael John and Love Will Tear Us Apart. Now, South Shropshire's footy fixtures scheduled for today. Weather permitting, of course. Last week, the Mid Wales League South got hit, and because of the fairly nippy constituency to the weather and the fact it was fairly blowy as well, those fixtures didn't go. But this is what is up for today. Ludlow Town, desperately in trouble again. They're playing Gornal Athletic. They're home to Gornal in the West Midlands League South, West Midlands League with a kickoff of 2:30. Ludlow Town Reserves are away to Snail Beach. That's the Tom Jones Cup. Nah, they're having me on. It can't really be that. Kick off at 2 p.m., in fact. That one's already underway. Ludlow Colts away to Corinthians 83 in the Midland Combination League. Ludlow Colts reserves are home to Bewdley reserves. Wooferton are home to Chainwire. These are Kidderminster League fixtures. Cleehill United are away to Wire Forest Construction. And Richards Castle are home to Netherton Liberal. Clibbury Town are home to Starport Swift. And in the Jeff Perry Cup, Bishop's Castle are away to Hopesgate. In the South Shropshire League, Onnebury are home to Stoke Rovers. And in the Jeff Perry Cup, Church Stretton are away to Springvale. Corvedale are home to Newcastle. In the Mid Wales League South, cross fingers, weather permitting and all that, Clun are away to Crick Howell, kick off 2:30. And Bucknell are home to Pennybont. And those are your South Shropshire fixtures for this afternoon. It's 2:21, and let's check the sport with Alan Clark.
Yes, Alan, as you said, weather permitting in local football, it affects local football just as much as it affects the big league programs. But I suppose on the local village pitches, they're probably not quite so fussy as the big first and second and third division matches, because they've got to consider the spectators who stood on concrete terraces where there is ice. And a lot of games are called off because the terracing is not good enough for people to stand on, whereas sometimes the pitches are.
I think what it really boils down to is our local players are more keen to play on permafrost.
Could be. Anyway, back to racing, as I promised you. We have now have the result of the 2 o'clock at Kempton Park, won by number 17, Young Lover, 5-2. Perhaps that could be Alan Jones, you never know.
Oh.
Second, number 8, Bright Oasis, 10-1. And third, number 16, Palatinate, 12-1. Some football news I got for you. Tottenham languishing at the bottom half of the table, are still without England keeper Ray Clemens as they travel to Everton this afternoon. Tony Park stays in, and Gary Mabbott is added to the squad for the first time since October. Everton have dropped David Johnson, and he's also been put on the transfer list, I believe. Oh, he's been given a free transfer anyway, and recall Andy Gray at Andy Gray's former Wolves. Anyway, England midfielder Ricky Hill seems likely to miss out on Luton's visit to bottom club Wolves today, where Luton seek to end a six-game run without a win. So, let's hope they keep it on. I didn't know that. Luton have gone six games without a win. They were once about fourth in the First Division, and let's hope they keep losing at Wolverhampton today. Anyway, Wolves...
You are biased.
And Wolves stick to the same side. Anyway, I suppose that's the same team that lost in midweek at Coventry, which was quite a surprise after that great win at Liverpool last weekend. And Coventry, after losing at home to Watford last weekend, came back and really thrashed Wolves in midweek in that cup replay there by 3-0. And by the shots I saw on television, they really meant business by the way they stuck those goals in. Like the game last night, if you're watching that Liverpool-Aston Villa game last night, where Ian Rush scored 3 goals in the second half for Liverpool to beat Villa, and he really put them in some style. And some people are now comparing Ian Rush with the Jimmy Greaves. You know, Jimmy Greaves is on Central Television now. Well, back in the 60s, he was hitting them in like that for Tottenham Hotspur and West Ham United. And now they're comparing Ian Rush with the second Jimmy Greaves. Well, Eaton certainly knows where the net is anyway. Looking at the games today, as I just said about Wolves and Luton. Luton are now, where are they in the table? They're now nearly halfway down the table after going these six games without winning. An away record, well, they got quite a good away record anyway. But, today I think, it could be a score draw at Molineux there. I'm not saying Wolves are going to win, because I don't know that 3-0 defeat at Coventry is going to affect them. But after last Saturday, I thought, well, they could beat anybody. As I told you, poor old Shrewsbury's game at Barnsley. They had quite a difficult game at Barnsley this afternoon, but that game is off. The only game in the second division. But it is up in Yorkshire where all the bad weather seems to be. And now turning down to the fourth division, Hereford are away to Peterborough. Whereas Hereford lost in midweek at home to Bury after winning their first game in 13 matches last Saturday. And now they've seemingly got a fairly difficult game away to Peterborough. So, where are Peterborough in the league? Just looking here, Peterborough in the top half of the table and have only lost one game at home this season. They've won 8, drawn 3 and lost 1. Hereford's away record, 1-2, drawn 5 and lost 6. So, I think poor old Hereford are up against it again this afternoon. So, we'll try and find you some more cricket news. I believe there's some cricket news coming in between Pakistan and West Indies and Australia, I believe. So we'll be back in a few moments with that.
Sunshine Radio.
Paul's TV Services, Ludlow and Tenbury Wells. Paul's TV Services are dealers for Taitung, Sony, Toshiba, Sanyo and GEC McMichael. Where can you get a Taitung television with a 4-year guarantee included in the price? Paul's TV Services at Ludlow and Tenbury Wells. Telephone Halls TV Services on Ludlow 4550 or Tembury Wells 810095. That's Halls TV Services on Ludlow 4550 or Tembury Wells 810095.
Don't be caught out in the cold again this winter. Give Dave Wiltshire a ring on Ludlow 890418. He would be pleased to quote you on most types of central heating, including oil, gas, solid fuel, and wood-burning stoves. Dave Wiltshire's team of experienced plumbers can also provide you with a 24-hour emergency plumbing service. Dave Wiltshire also specializes in home improvements, alterations, and repairs. Are you thinking of improving your home, building that new extension, a new fireplace, central heating? Then give Dave Wiltshire a ring on Ludlow 890418. Don't be caught out in the cold again this winter. Give Dave Wiltshire a ring on Ludlow 890-418.
Gravel Hill Service Station, Ludlow. For Skodas, on the road from £2,873, including a six-year anti-rust warranty.
Gravel Hill for the Skoda Rapide, a punchy two-door coupe with performance and comfort to match. Gravel Hill for the Skoda Estelle 2, range of cars for 1984. The 120 LSE, which boasts a specification other makers offer as optional, is only £3,600 on the road, including a six-year anti-rust warranty. Super Skoda value from Gravel Hill Service Station.
If your car has a minimum of 3 months MOT, we will allow you a minimum part exchange of £300 against any new Skoda or selected used car.
Gravel Hill Service Station for sense, Skoda, and satisfaction.
Telephone Gravel Hill Service Station on Ludlow 2584. That's where you and your car are still important.
You're better off when the music's on. Sunshine Radio, the leader.
I light a candle to our love. Our problems disappear, but all in all, we soon discover that one and one is all we long to hear. Till the war is won, then will the work be done. Help them to learn songs of joy instead of burn, baby burn. Let us show them how to play the pipes of
peace. Play the pipes of peace.
Britain's chart topper for the second week, and the first time indeed that Paul McCartney's topped the charts solo. He's previously charted in The Beatles, of course, and he's done it in duet with Stevie Wonder, Ebony and Ivory in 1982, and indeed along with Wings as a trio in 1977 with Mull of Kintyre. But that's his first solo one. Second week of the top four, Pipes of Peace. 2:31, more sporting update with Alan Clark.
Right, back to cricket, as I said, in the World Series matches in Australia. And it's Australia versus Pakistan, and not Pakistan versus the West Indies in this match. And Australia have won by 43 runs. Australia made 209 in their allocated 50 overs for 8 wickets. And in that, Richie made 27, and the top scorer was Keppel Wessels, who made 86. He was born in South Africa, if you remember, Keppel Wessels, and now qualified to play for Australia. Hughes made a duck, Alan Border 12, Hooks 37, Smith a duck, 11 by Marsh, 14 by Lawson, and Hogg made a duck, and Maguire was 14 not out. So Australia were 209 all out, and reply Pakistan made 166. Top scorer for Pakistan was Miandad, who made 56, and Hogg took 4 wickets there for Australia. So just to recap on that, Australia beat Pakistan by 43 runs. And the local football match this afternoon I've just had given to me in the Lions Premier League this afternoon. Worcester are away to Scarborough and Telford are away to Gateshead. And in the Welsh FA Cup fourth round, Kidderminster are home to BP Llandarcy. And that is games today, is it, Alan? You give me that slip of paper?
Oh, dear, I'm getting to be responsible
yeah,
for this.
That's the local teams we like to keep you up on. Worcester away to Scarborough, Telford away to Gateshead this afternoon. If we get the results in later on, we will give them to you at 5 o'clock. And Kidderminster, home to BP Llandarcy in the Welsh FA Cup fourth round.
Time now for the local amateur boxing report from John Morris.
On Monday evening, we travelled to the Kingfisher Club, King's Winford, to take part in the Worley Amateur Boxing Club show. Two Ludlow boxers, Andrew Davis at welter and Jamie Walker at featherweight, had prearranged bouts. On arrival, we learned that Andrew's opponent had failed to turn up. Word has it that he was running scared of the contest. Sympathy must go to Andrew, who was told by the Ludlow trainer to lose 4 pounds in weight to take the fight. This was early on Sunday morning. Thus Andrew ran 15 miles on Sunday and survived on liquid refreshment till Monday evening. Alas, all to no avail. Incidentally, Andrew's partaking in the Wolverhampton Marathon in March to assist the mayor's appeal for a minibus and will be looking for sponsors. Jamie Walker of Clee Hill was matched with S. Smith from that well-known Birmingham club, Boldmere Heath. The Boldmere boy had competed in some 40-odd bouts, whilst this was Jamie's 17th bout, having won 12 of them. The first round was an even affair, with maybe a slight edge to the Ludlow boxer. However, the tide turned in favour of his opponent when a terrific body punch was unleashed halfway through round two, with the Ludlow boxer unable to beat the count. This is the second setback this season for Jamie, having been KO'd at our last show in the town hall. It means, I'm afraid, under the rules, 1 month suspension from competing in amateur tournaments. All the squad must now get down to serious training, with several warm-up fights scheduled during this month and in February in preparation for the Ludlow show. That's at the town hall on March the 21st. I've now completed the boxing competition I promised Radio Sunshine listeners that I would do in my last report. It consists of 5 questions on amateur boxing and 5 on professional boxing. Some of the questions are easy, some I think are reasonably difficult and will need a little bit of researching. This competition will run from the middle of February, when the tickets for the Ludlow show should be printed. So, listeners, keep tuning into Sunshine Radio for further details. This is John Morris signing off with thanks to Sunshine Radio.